Quantifying the Dust in SN 2012 or an IPTF 14 HLS with ORBYTS, by Maria Niculescu Duvaz et al. Core collapse supernovae, CCS-NE, are potentially capable of producing large quantities of dust, with strong evidence that ejector dust masses can grow significantly over extended periods of time. Red-blue asymmetries in the broad emission lines of CCS-NE can be modeled using the Monte Carlo radiative transfer code Damocles, to determine ejector dust masses. To facilitate easier use of Damocles, we present a Tkinter graphical user interface, GUI, running Damocles. The GUI was tested by high school students as part of the original Research by Young Twinkle Students ORBYTS program, who used it to measure the dust masses formed at two epochs in two type IIP CCS-NE, SN 2012 or an IPTF 14 HLS, demonstrating that a wide range of people can contribute significantly to scientific advancement. Bayesian methods were used to quantify uncertainties on our model parameters. From the presence of a red scattering wing in the day 1863 H-alpha profile of SN 2012 ore, we were able to constrain the dust composition to large, radius greater than 0.1, silicate grains, with a dust mass of 6.0 carat plus 21.9 to 3.6 times 10 to the minus 4 msun. From the day 1158 H-alpha profile of SN 2012 ore, we found a dust mass of 3.0 carat plus 14 to 2.5 times 10 to the minus 4 msun. For IPTF 14 HLS, we found a day 1170 dust mass of 8.1 carat plus 81 to 7.6 times 10 to the minus 5 msun for a dust composition consisting of 50. This was quantifying the dust in SN 2012 or an IPTF 14 HLS with ORBYTS by Maria Niculescu Duvaz et al.